Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello. Everybody have a seat. Everybody have a seat. Oliver is upset that Mom's up here and he's not. Now, if you want to bring Oliver up here, that's fine. Coach, what do you think? Come on. Yeah, come on. There you go. Look, he's got his little suit on and everything. Look at him. Got the bow tie.
Say hi to Mr. President.
Hey, man.
High five.
There you go. All right. Now that we got that settled. Good afternoon, everybody. Give it up for the 2015 WNBA champion, Minnesota Lynx. Yes. So this is the team's third visit to the White House in the past 5 years. So I guess I should ask, whose house?
Our house.
Our house. We have some Lynx fans in the house, including your outstanding senator, Amy Klobuchar. WNBA President Lisa Borders is here. Welcome back to Coach Cheryl Reeve. Third title with the Lynx. You get a sense she's feeling greedy, though. She wants more. When the Lynx won it all, with champion, banners going up, champagne popping, she looked around and said, "This never gets old. This never gets old." And you can see how by the way they're playing this year, that it has not gotten old for any of the players either. I want to take a moment to recognize somebody who I know would have loved to have been in this moment, Flip Saunders, who was a huge part of Minnesota basketball at all levels and a supporter of this team. Obviously, he experienced a tragic illness, and so on behalf of all basketball fans, this day, too, is for Flip, and we want to give him a big round of applause. So I think it's fair to say this team is a powerhouse. You got Maya Moore, Lindsey Whalen, Simone Augustus, recently named among the top 20 players in WNBA history. So you got... Seems like y'all should have had more than three. When you got that much talent... Uh-oh, I got you. All right, well, you just wanted his moment in the sun. Now, this isn't to say it's always easy. You know, last year these women faced down mid-season roster shakeups, multiple injuries. I know it was frustrating. And a championship game that started a little bleak. Lindsey sprained her ankle. Maya was trying to find her rhythm. But in the second half, the Lynx started to gain some steam. Simone finished with 16 points. Sylvia Foles had 20. They pulled away, won the championship by 17 points. It was their first championship at home in front of their loyal Minnesota fans, and as Maya put it, it wasn't a perfect year, a perfect series, or a perfect game, but we are the champions, and that's what matters. They did manage to have a pretty close to perfect victory party, though. After the game, the Lynx drove out to Paisley Park for a private concert by one of their biggest fans, Prince, which was pretty cool and reminds us of how much we miss him. In fact, the last time I saw him, he was on this stage at a really good party. Now, these women are not just all-star basketball players. They're also leaders in the Minnesota community. They host an annual breast health awareness game in partnership with the Mayo Clinic. They made holiday cards for children of military members, teamed up with the Twin Cities Boys and Girls Club to help prepare meals for kids who would otherwise go hungry. And the team signed honorary contracts with young boys and girls who are facing big challenges but dream of playing basketball. For a day, those young people were Lynx teammates. And that, as much as any trophy, is what makes these women champions. So, on the 20th anniversary of the WNBA, this is a good moment to celebrate all that these players and the many others who came before have accomplished. 20 years ago, Maya, Simone, and Lindsay were playing horse in their driveway, and suddenly they saw players like Lisa Leslie and Cheryl Swoops and Sue Bird to look up to as role models, and there's no discounting how important that is. Today, these women and women across the WNBA are setting their own outstanding example for girls who are growing up today. And they're aware of the responsibilities that come with it. As Maya says, we're not super rich like the guys, but money's not everything when you're talking about dynasties and legacies and inspiring young women and men and opening people's minds. Although money's useful too. And I am for equal pay for equal work. So, but with that, I know Lindsay would like to say a few more words. Let's give a big White House congratulations once again to the Minnesota Lynx 2015 WNBA champion.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah.
to a president, too, you know?
So yeah. I mean, if you just say it to anybody,
yeah,
it doesn't count.
Yeah. Makes it special. So, yeah, it's our third time here in 5 years, so mm-hmm. it's been a good run. We've had a good partnership, and, you know, we were kind of talking earlier today, maybe if there's a chance we could maybe get some legislation passed. You know, for you 4 more years and us a couple more times here, kind of keep this thing going. It's been pretty good for us.
I've been your good luck charm, but you'd have to negotiate with Michelle.
Okay. We can do that. Yeah, 2015, as you said, was a great year for us. It was a lot of fun. You know, we had, like any season, there's adversity. We kind of had a rough patch in August, but we learned from that. I think really from us players kind of talking, a big microcosm of the season was the game out in Long Beach against L.A., where we were down, I don't know, it felt like 40. It was more like 20 at halftime, but you know, at that point, I think we all came together. We could have, you know, just said, all right, we have game three. We can go back and win it at home. But we wanted to give it our best that night. We persevered through that. Ended up having a couple chances to tie it. You know, we didn't quit. We didn't give up. That's the general, you know, just the mold that this team has had for all these years. And we take the cue from our, you know, great coach and, you know, all of our, you know, the organization and the leaders. And, you know, that's been our mentality. So, that game, we didn't win that game. We came back. We won game three at home. Maya got us a really cool deflection in Phoenix that ended up getting us into the finals, which was one of the best finals in WNBA history, obviously. So, yeah, it's a great year. The invitation definitely stands for you to come to our house. So, whose house?
Our house.
Okay, so invitation stands. I know some people that we can get you some seats, so yeah, we have a jersey for you.
Okay,
so.
I like jerseys. Okay, let's strike the podium and let's take a good picture here.